I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Washtenaw Parish School Superintendent Bob Weber says the district faces challenges but is prepared for what lies ahead. Weber addressed members of the West Monroe West Washtenaw Chamber of Commerce in its annual Focus on Education luncheon Tuesday. Weber says that school systems across the state continue to deal with issues like Common Core and teacher evaluations. Out of the classroom, he says there's a good deal of concern with teacher retirement as the state deals with budget woes and juggles a number of policy changes.
Retiring just because they're tired and the morale's down, you know, with Common Core and everything. And again, I don't think teachers are afraid of higher standards, but just the pace that it's come at us, the lack of input from educators, things like that's been the biggest problem.
Weber, who retires at the end of June, says the district is in a good position as current assistant superintendent Don Coker succeeds him.
And he will do a great job. We've worked together for now for 10 years, and he's a great educator, great person, and I think it'll be very smooth as far as the transition.
Weber adds that Coker's selection gives the system someone familiar to all phases of district operations and a good measure of stability for its future. As the Northeast gets pounded by a blizzard, a group of Louisiana high school students find themselves in the middle of New York City. Students from Cedar Creek School in Ruston are in the Big Apple on a school trip. Director of Student Activities Elizabeth Walker says that that Monday's curfew canceled the Broadway show they had planned to attend, but they're making the best of the situation.
Had a couple of snowball fights and just making the best of what we do get to see in New York. This is the first time for several of us to be here, so we want to take advantage of what we can.
Walker says the group of 27 people, including 14 students, she says that even with the weather conditions being less than optimal, they're taking in as much of New York as they possibly can, including a look at Central Park. A groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled today for a new streetcar line in New Orleans. WDSU-TV reports the New Orleans Regional Transit Authority says the ceremony will take place this afternoon on North Rampart Street near the New Orleans Athletic Club. Construction began earlier this month on the just over 1.5-mile line, which will run from Canal Street up Rampart along the edge of the French Quarter. It will end at Elysian Fields Avenue, connecting the existing Canal streetcar line and the Union Passenger Terminal. The new line will cost $41.5 million. This is KEDM News.